Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by our members. That's right, our members actually contribute quite a bit to the site, and I deeply appreciate it. Without them, I could not pay for the site, and, you know, I don't worry so much about my time, but if I can break even on the site, it makes it so this is pretty much free and keeps it free for everybody else. As a member, you actually get a special extra show on Mondays, The Ventures of Wild Bill Hickok. And then on Fridays, we actually put out a TV episode. And currently, we are doing the episodes of, as I look it up real quick, we're doing the Gene Autry show. So, quite nice. We did do the Bonanza series. Anything that's in the public domain, we put out there. I don't want to get hit with any copyright violations. So, what's nice is when you become a member, even if you just do a 1 week trial type thing that we have, you actually end up being able to download all previous episodes. So not only do you get every current episode that I've put out, but you get also for the next week. We also have a couple different membership options. And I know you guys are probably going, wow, this intro is going a little long. I haven't done this in a while, so I want to do this at least for this week so I remind people that it's out there, because I think some people may have forgotten. So we have pretty much five different ways of doing this. We do have a 1 week trial type thing. And remember, these are all donations, and they go directly to the site. We also have a monthly, which is a reoccurring donation. And the weekly, by the way, is $2. Monthly is $5. So pretty much for the price of that, you know, that large coffee that you get every morning, you know, would pay for an entire month of getting your subscription. So that would be 4 TV episodes and 4 audio episodes extra every week. That's, I do 10 shows a week, and one of those shows is the Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. You get quarterly. We also have quarterly, which is every 3 months, and that price is $15. So you save about $9 based off the weekly price. Then we have annually, which is 12 months, and that's $50. And that's a savings of $54 if you were to do the weekly price. And I don't know exactly how many episodes that would be, but you figure if there's 56 episodes, it'd be like 100 episodes, give or take. I mean, then we have a lifetime, which is one-time donation, and that's $125. And, you know, there's a huge savings in that, because you only have to donate once, and you're set for as long as I keep doing the site, which I have many, many years' worth of material. So that's that one time, you know, forever. We also have it set up where you're able to subscribe to the feed and get it directly through iTunes or whatever your RSS reader that you have for your, I have it on my phone. So definitely something to look into. Go to otrwesterns.com/membership, or just go in on the right hand side. You'll see a list of all the different shows. All my members really do love it. I get a lot of feedback from it, a lot of one-on-one, which I deeply appreciate. Now that we've gone long enough on this commercial, and I do want to apologize, you will hear it for the rest of the week, so I hit every show. Today's episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's January 21st, 1954, and the title is Son of a Chief. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Thank you. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Son of the Chief. Down through the ages, the motive of revenge has made many a man into a criminal. And more often than not, revenge has boomeranged to bring the criminal to justice, sometimes years later. So it was with Magoon Fraley, one time of Troop 7 of the fighting 91st United States Cavalry, now outlaw and cattle rustler. As our story opens, Fraley and a henchman, Ned Dill, are sitting their horses on a bluff overlooking a plain on which cattle are grazing.
Just one rider of them cattle, Fraley.
Yeah. You know whose cattle they are?
No.
They belong to Colonel Blaze Duncan.
Oh, commanding officer of your old regiment, huh?
He was commanding officer, Dill, at the time I was with him. Then about 15 years ago, he was transferred back to Washington. When his age retirement come up some months back, he headed out here and bought this ranch.
You kept pretty close tabs on him, Fraley.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And I ain't through with him yet. Not by a long shot. I wonder if Duncan knows Swift Antelope's living on the reservation.
Is so, Chief?
That's right. They locked horns more than once, them two. And a long time ago, they took oath to get each other. Well, if Duncan don't know it, he will soon.
What do you mean, Fanny?
This here's one of Swift Antelope's blankets. Picked it up over at the reservation. It's got his own mark painted on it. When Duncan finds it down there behind some of his missing cattle, he'll know. And then, treaty or no treaty, he's gonna start out after Swift Antelope.
That's not bad, Fraley. We get the cattle, and Swift Antelope gets the blame.
Yeah, only I don't care whether we get the cattle or not, just yet.
Say, you never told me how you happened to leave the cavalry, boss.
Never mind, that's none of your business. Now listen, we'll ride down there at full gallop, Dill. We'll gun down that rider, drop this blanket, and run off some cattle. All right, let's go.
Yep. Hey.
It's hot, Cisco. Poncho, very thirsty.
Well, we will stop at the rancho ahead, Poncho, and ask for some water for our horses and ourselves.
Who's rancho, Cisco?
Oh, I do not know, Mingo. But I believe someone from the east bought it only recently.
Oh?
Then we will ride on to the reservation and give the greetings and gifts of the United States Marshal to the chief, Swift Antelope.
We not know Swift Antelope, Cisco.
No, we've never met him, Poncho.
Uh-huh.
But from what I have heard, Swift Antelope is a great chief, respected by his enemies as well as his friends. Who there, who?
Oh, look, who, look, who. Senor, come out of the ranch house, Cisco.
Si. Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen.
We would like some water, senor, if you do not mind.
Help yourself.
Your pardon, senor, but are you not Colonel Duncan?
Yes, you have the advantage of me, I'm afraid.
I am called the Cisco Kid, Colonel.
Oh, yes, of course. You were a very young man, Cisco, when I was commanding the fort. But even then, you had a fine reputation for courage and wisdom.
Gracias. This is mi compañero Pancho, Colonel.
Glad to know you, Pancho.
Pancho, glad to know you, Colonel. Cisco tell Pancho many times you a great colonel, no?
Well, that's nice to hear.
I presume you came back out here, Colonel, because you like the West. Is that true?
Yes, partly, Cisco. My main reason, however, is to see if I can locate my son.
Your son?
Billy was missing after a Sioux raid. He was 3 years old then. But I've never believed he was killed.
Well, he would be about 18 years old now, would he not, Colonel?
That's right.
Who was the Sioux chief in that raid?
Swift Antelope.
Swift Antelope? Why, Cisco and Pancho.
Quieto, Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho.
Quieto.
Quieto.
Hey, what's that?
Madre mia. Looks from here as if your cattle are being stampeded, Colonel.
That was a Sioux war whoop if ever I heard one.
Poncho and I will ride ahead to see what we can do. Diablo!
Logo!
You had better saddle your horse and come as quickly as you can, Colonel.
I'll be right along, Cisco.
Easy, Diablo. All right, ride, Poncho, for all your worth. Up, Diablo!
Go, Logo, go now! What you want? Go, go!
Stop right here in this pass, Dill. I want to watch the plane. Whoa,
boy.
Ah, blast it, Fraley. Most all them cattle stampeded.
The cattle ain't important right now. We can get them later. You got them field glasses?
Yeah.
Let me see them.
Here they are.
Yeah. Some riders coming out from the ranch house. Two of them. I want to see who they are.
The third one's just starting out now.
Hey, Dill.
Yeah?
One of them two front riders is the Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid? What's he doing in this country?
I don't know, but that's him. Well, looks like I'm in luck today.
What do you mean?
I got a score to settle with Cisco, too. He's responsible for my serving 2 years in jail some years back.
Yeah, I remember you told me. Hey, you suppose they'll find Swift Antelope's blanket?
They can't help but find it. They're riding right toward it. Get down off your horse, Dill.
Yeah, all right.
Get your rifle out of that saddle scabbard.
Yep.
If Cisco starts up through this pass, as I figure he will, he's a dead man.
Water in the ground, Cisco.
You will see, Pancho.
Look,
looks like a blanket.
It's a blanket, Cisco.
Yeah, I'll shake out the dust and we'll have a good look at it. An Indian blanket, amigo.
Yes, antelope on the blanket, too.
Painted on the blanket. A running antelope.
Uh-huh.
Santo, Pancho, I believe this blanket belongs to Swift Antelope, the chief.
Swift Antelope, not Russell the Castle, Cisco.
Whoa, ho!
What Pancho heard about Swift Antelope,
Cisco? Wait a minute, Pancho. Don't say too much just yet.
Wait.
Hey, what's that? Indian blanket? Hey, George, it is. Let me see that, Cisco. Why, it's Swift Antelope's blanket. He must have brought it along to help stampede the cattle and then dropped it without realizing.
Senor Colonel, I do not think Swift Antelope would stampede cattle.
I know this is his blanket. He's always used this mark.
Cisco, look. Rider lay in the ground over there.
Say, Pancho, there's nothing we can do for him. He's dead.
Swift Antelope. So he wants to carry on the feud with me, eh? All right. I'll give him more than he bargains for. I just heard today he's living on the reservation.
What do you plan to do, Colonel Duncan?
I'm going to round up a couple of my neighbors used to be in my regiment. And then I'm going to that reservation.
But, Colonel,
it's no use talking, Cisco. My mind's made up. The only thing Swift Antelope understands is a bullet. Well, he'll get plenty of them, treaty or no treaty. Get up!
Bad trouble, Cisco.
See, all hatred do not die easily, Pancho.
No.
Somehow we must bring proof of the Colonel that Swift Antelope had nothing to do with this stampede.
But how? How, Cisco? How?
That is just the question we will have to answer, Chico. How?
Get ready, Dill. They're riding right up through here. You better jack a cartridge into the chamber of that rifle.
Yep.
Now, I take the first shot, see? If Cisco don't go down, you shoot.
All right. What about the fat one with Cisco?
Oh, never mind him. He ain't got brains enough to be worth wasting a bullet on.
Looks like Cisco's following our tracks, Fraley.
He is. You see how he keeps his eyes on the ground? That's another reason we gotta have him out of the way. He's the best tracker in the whole Southwest.
They're getting near.
Yep. Just as soon as I can get this rifle rested across my arm, I'll touch her off.
You better not let Cisco get too near, Fraley. They say Cisco's quite an hombre to ride anybody down.
I ain't aiming to let him get near. As soon as he gets a little nearer, I'm firing.
He's mighty close now.
Yep. Here goes.
Take your time.
Got him.
He sure toppled off that horse nice, Fraley.
Now, come on. Let's get out of here fast.
Cisco, you dead?
No, Pancho, but I think this time I am hard hit.
Pancho, go after those hombres, Cisco. Those hombres shoot Cisco, and Pancho fix them. Those hombres, Pancho...
No, Pancho. This is no time to lose your head. The wound is in my side.
Hey, Cisco, Pancho, not lose the head. Here, and Pancho, look at the wound, Cisco.
Careful, amigo.
It's a bad wound, Cisco. It's a bad wound. But Pancho think that old bullet go clear through.
It's good.
And Pancho tear apart the Pancho shirt, Cisco. And Pancho make a bandage.
Do you have some water in your canteen?
See, Cisco. Pancho clean the wound, too. That hurt, no?
I can stand it.
Pancho got to see what the old bullet do. Not get the rib, Cisco. It's bad, but it's good, too.
See, bandage it up, amigo, and we'll be on our way.
Be on our way back to the ranch house, Cisco. That way we go.
No, the wound is not bad enough for that, Pancho.
Cisco,
Pancho, there is too much at stake. You not understand?
Pancho understand, and Cisco need the rest.
We've got to stop Colonel Duncan and Swift Antelope from making war on each other. Just one exchange of bullets would mean that the Sioux would come off that reservation and go on the warpath.
Si, but Cisco...
And that must not happen. Sure now that those two riders whose tracks we are following are trying to place the blame on Swift Antelope, so we must track down those riders.
But she's
going
to ride.
I'm going to ride, Pancho. Bind that wound tightly.
Yes, Cisco. Hurt, no?
No, bind it more tightly. Get on my feet.
Pancho, help Cisco. How it feels to stand up, huh?
Well, I'm weak at the moment, Chico, but we'll pass.
Don't your face white like the snow, Cisco. Pancho afraid.
I'll be all right, Pancho. Do not worry.
Pancho thinks Cisco not all right.
I said I was all right, amigo.
Santo! Cisco faint! Cisco! Cisco! What Pancho do if Cisco die from the bullet wound? Pancho find that hombre and kill that hombre with his bare teeth!
There is every possibility that Cisco's wound will keep him from preventing trouble between Colonel Duncan and Swift Antelope. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Son of the Chief. In addition to dropping an Indian blanket at the scene of a cattle stampede to make retired Army Colonel Duncan believe his old enemy Swift Antelope is to blame, Magoon Fraley, one-time cavalryman, shot and wounded the Cisco Kid from ambush. Now, Fraley and his henchman, Dill, are riding onto the Sioux Reservation to cause more trouble.
They're going to see Swift Antelope, eh, Fraley?
Yeah, and that reminds me.
Yeah, what?
You never seen Swift Antelope, have you?
Nope. You've had all the dealings with him, Fraley.
Yeah, so I'll do the talking. If that kid's around, he's most always with Swift Antelope. Don't say nothing about him having blue eyes.
Blue eyes? A Sioux kid?
He ain't a Sioux, Dill. He's the son of Colonel Duncan.
What?
I'll tell you now so's you won't make no talking blunders. We can ride along now. Yep.
Hey.
Duncan thinks the Sioux captured his kid during a raid. But I was the one that got him.
Oh.
I hate Duncan like poison. He had me dishonorably discharged for cowardice under fire. And stealing and selling army supplies. Well, maybe I did steal a couple of things. But that other charge, I'll show him how much of a coward I am.
Now, easy, Fraley. Somebody might hear you.
Well, anyway, I got even by taking the kid. I left him with a Sioux squaw up north. Then after Duncan had gone to Washington, Swift Antelope got a look at the kid, took a fancy to him, and adopted him.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, is that the kid with Swift Antelope now?
Whoa. Oh, Swift Antelope.
Oh.
Bring bad news to Chief. White man, Colonel Duncan, say he killed Swift Antelope.
Swift Antelope, not afraid.
Who said he would kill Swift Antelope?
Colonel Duncan, white man.
You can talk with me. I've been to white man school.
No talk. Nothing to say. We wait, little chief.
But if anybody tried to kill Swift Antelope...
No talk. Wait.
I just think Swift Antelope like to know. Be prepared,
sir. Hey, Freddy. Hmm? Here comes the Cisco Kid.
What? Where?
They're riding up through the grove. They ain't seen us yet.
We go, Swift Antelope. Yep.
Hey. That white man, bad white man, little chief, talk with double tongue.
Uh,
How'd you feel now, Cisco?
I feel much better, Pancho.
Pancho glad. Pancho worry like anything when Cisco faint.
Gracias, Pancho. There is Swift Antelope on his son. Hola, Chief Antelope. Who there? Ho.
Oh, loco, ho, loco. Pancho helped you up the Diablo, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. I'm stronger now. Swift Antelope, the Cisco kid brings you greetings and gifts from the United States Marshal.
Swift Antelope, no, of Cisco. Swift Antelope, glad to get greetings from friend, United States Marshal.
Gifts are in saddlebag. United States Marshal hopes the health of Swift Antelope is good. Here are the gifts.
Cisco, hear the tracks of two hombres' horses.
I see them, Pancho. Swift Antelope, Cisco and friend Pancho, come back.
Welcome. Come back. Sit with meat with Swift Antelope and Little Chief.
How soon, Cisco?
You are Swift Antelope's son?
Yes.
We'll be back within the hour, I hope.
I hear much of Cisco, kid. I like to ride with you.
You better not, Cisco.
Our errand may be one of danger. Swift Antelope, are the ones whose horses make those tracks friends of Swift Antelope?
They speak with two tongues, Cisco. Swift Antelope, lose blanket. Swift Antelope, say no more. But Swift Antelope, look and listen.
It is well. May your son ride with us?
Go, little chief. Ride with Cisco.
Bueno. Son of Swift Antelope is our friend. We'll return soon, Swift Antelope, perhaps with knowledge of your stolen blanket.
By thunder, I thought I'd finished off that Cisco kid.
He's a tough hombre, Fraley.
But he won't be so tough after my next bullet hits him. Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, when you're gonna get a chance to gun him down?
He'll be along. I know that buzzard. He don't never give up once he takes anybody's trail. We'll wait right here for him, Dill, and this time, we'll make sure of him.
Yeah, but the setup of this here ambush is just about like the other in Fraley.
What of it?
Well, Cisco won't be fool enough to fall for the same kind of ambush.
This is the only other pass for miles around. It's gotta be here. And I figure he'll ride right smack into it, same as he did the other. And right here's where we're gonna wait for him.
You take a shortcut, Cisco.
Si. I'm glad Little Chief came with us.
Uh-huh.
He's guarding us well to the back of that hill.
Cisco.
Si?
Little Chief not look like a Sioux.
I strongly suspect he is not a Sioux, Pancho.
He ride ahead most of the time, Cisco.
See, but for a while he rode by my side. He's a smart boy, Pancho. He has some education.
But he ride like an Indian and act like an Indian.
That is because he was brought up by the Indians.
Uh-huh.
Well, Pancho?
Well, what, Cisco?
You not yet guessed the truth.
Pancho not guess anything. What is true? What is true, huh?
I strongly suspect that boy is the son of Colonel Duncan.
Santo Cisco, son of Colonel Duncan? But, madre mía, he think he the son of Swift Antelope.
Si.
And Colonel Duncan ride to kill Swift Antelope.
Si.
Whose side the boy take, huh?
It remains to be seen. Now you're stopping. Hold up,
hold. Hold up, hold up, hold now, hold now. Slow down, slow down.
See, little chief?
Trail up there, Cisco. It leads to back of hill.
And we will follow it. I had better go ahead now. Up, Diablo, camera.
Oh, bro, go now, go.
Yo!
I think those hombres may be waiting for us in that pass, Pancho.
Huh?
See no dust rising from the plain beyond.
Pancho, go get the hombres, Cisco.
Do not rush. In a moment, we will stop our horses and they...
Ready.
Madre mia, we're almost upon them. I did not know the pass was so near. Ride them down, Pancho.
Gallop, here we
go. Go, 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 now, go, go, go.
Swing your rifle.
Too late to do that, hombres. Just to be sure, I'll send a bullet into the stock of that rifle. Onto the stock of that rifle.
Oh, great jumping snake.
Oh, there, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho.
Get your hands up, both of you. Higher.
Easy now, Cisco. I ain't done nothing.
Shut up.
But I ain't Fraley.
Shut up, I said.
So, the name is Fraley. I remember that name. I also remember you, Fraley. This is the second time I'm to have the pleasure of sending you to prison. Pancho, get the guns.
Easy, Cisco.
I dare you to get down off that horse, Cisco.
Cisco got the wound, Coyote. And you make the wound. But Pancho down off his horse... And Pancho shows you.
Oh, is that so? Oh, I almost broke my hand on his jaw.
Yeah, and that's the way Pancho fight. Hombres break hands on Pancho's jaw, no?
That is one way to do it. But let us waste no time. Tie those hombres up and let us get back to the reservation as fast as we can.
And there's the Indian I want. Take a good look at me, Swift Antelope. Maybe you remember me.
Swift Antelope, remember?
Whose blanket is this?
Blanket belong Swift Antelope.
So you've taken to stampeding cattle, have you?
Swift Antelope, not stampede cattle. White Colonel, wrong.
Then how did that blanket get onto my grazing grounds? Huh?
Swift Antelope, not know.
Why, you thieving devil, I have a great mind
Colonel
to...
Colonel Duncan, open the left door.
Well, Cisco?
Those are the hombres who stampeded your cattle, Colonel. They are the ones who shot and killed your rider.
What makes you think... let me get a closer look at this one. Well, Magoon Fraley.
See, Colonel, one of the worst bandidos in this part of the country.
I don't doubt that, but then...
These two hombres stole that blanket from Swift Antelope to place the blame on him. And this other one with the trembling lip killed your rider.
No, I didn't. I won't go up for murder. It was Fraley got
him. You're squealing.
Get off, Fraley. And you, keep talking. Who stole Swift Antelope's blanket?
He did. I'll talk, just don't send me up. He told me this is Duncan's son.
What? I'll kill you for this deal.
Fraley stole him during a Sioux raid.
My son? Swift Antelope. Is this boy my son?
Swift Antelope, not know.
But Swift Antelope, I thought I was...
What about that, Fraley?
I ain't talking.
You, quick!
Fraley says Swift Antelope never knew.
Colonel Duncan, anyone can see this hombre is so frightened he is telling the truth. Some of you men put these two under guard. Take them to the colonel's ranch house. We will have the marshal come there to get them.
Get moving, killers!
I don't know what to say. Billy, come over here. Let me look at you. Yes, you have your mother's eyes.
Little Chief is the son of Swift Antelope.
But Billy,
If I may interrupt, Colonel, do not try to settle the whole matter right now. You must not expect this boy to accept you at once.
No, of course he can't.
He is your son, yet for years he has lived as the son of the great chief Swift Antelope. I would think your first move would be to forget all grievances.
Yes, you're right, Cisco. I never expected to do this, but... my hand, Swift Antelope.
White Colonel, great warrior, brave warrior. Swift Antelope, take his hand.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Little Chief Billy go live with his father, the colonel?
No, he is not going to live with him yet, Pancho.
No?
Although he is spending more and more time upon his father's rancho. The colonel is being very sensible about it. He understands. Swift Antelope understands, too. He's a fine man, Pancho.
Si, and Cisco's wound all better, no?
Oh, just about, Chico. It gives me trouble now and then, but not enough to bother about. It only caused me to lose 5 pounds, which I can spare.
Si, Cisco.
What are you laughing about, Pancho?
To lose 5 pounds, remind Pancho of the weighing scales in the store.
What scales?
Well, Pancho's friend, Big Maria, sent her little nephew to the store for 4 pounds of cookies.
For 4 pounds of cookies?
Si, and the little nephew brought home 2 pounds cookies.
Brought home only 2 pounds?
Si.
So what did Big Maria do about that?
Well, she go to the store herself, and she say, you give my little nephew 4 pounds cookies?
See?
And the storekeeper say, see, Big Maria, I weigh him out 4 pounds cookies. And Big Maria say, then your scales must be wrong.
Said the scales must be wrong. What the storekeeper say to that?
He say, my scales weigh all right, Big Maria. You better weigh your little nephew.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the Diablo. Oh,
no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.